Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. This week, we continue our discussion with Marilyn Patterson of Housing and Neighborhood Development, HAND, about the services they offer home buyers, homeowners, and renters in Bloomington. Home buying is an incredibly big financial decision that relies on good planning to make it a reality. HAND is one of a number of resources we have in Bloomington that helps make the process of buying and the reality of owning a home that much more understandable.
What kind of problems might lead folks to HAND?
Anything housing. And anything even slightly related to housing. Sometimes people might be looking for a place. They might have just come to Bloomington. Lots of people are interested in home ownership and call us. Home repair issues, delinquent mortgage problems, and rental concerns of all kinds. HAND also has the rental inspection program. We get a lot of calls about rental inspections and problems people are having with their rental.
How long has HAND been around in Bloomington?
Well, HAND actually came online in 1997. It was a composite of the redevelopment department, and it merged with rental code enforcement in 1997. The city has offered housing counseling since 1975, when Bloomington was first awarded the first community development block grant, CDBG. So we've offered a counseling part with the home ownership and default counseling and things like that ever since then.
You just mentioned rental inspections. Can you talk about those and other services that HAND provides?
Apartments in Bloomington, and there are like 22,000 plus apartments, have to be inspected every 3, 4, or 5 years, depending on where you are in the process. We have a rental code that we go by, and the inspectors are there to make sure that the apartments are a safe environment. Other things that we do that have to do directly with home ownership, we have the emergency home repair. That's a grant of up to $7,500, and it's available for owner-occupied houses and up to $3,500 for owner-occupied trailers. And the money can be used for true emergencies, such as, say, a leaky roof, a non-working furnace or water heater, electrical issues, broken pipes, any kind of structural damage that may have happened. Those are the kinds of things we do. We go in, fix the emergency item, and we go. If you need more than that, we have a program called Owner-Occupied Rehab. It's up to $38,500 available for homeowners for rehabilitation of their homes. And it can also be used for roof, foundation, furnace, core things. If you have a little money left over, your loan to value will let you borrow that much. You can redo your bathroom, too. No jacuzzis. Your standard basic stuff. Bring it up to code. Fix it so it's a more habitable residence. One other thing that I didn't mention is home modification for accessible living. We call it HMAL. This is designed to provide modification for disabled residents who maybe need grab bars or a ramp installed or doorway widened, additional lighting, anything that will make their situation so that they can stay in their house. That's a total grant as well. What we want to do is help people to stay in their homes by providing a barrier-free atmosphere.
How can people get in touch with you to talk to you about these services?
The best thing to do is call HAND. The main number is 812-349-3401. Tell whoever answers the phone what you're interested in, and more than likely you'll get to talk to me.
And is there an online presence as well?
Bloomington.in.gov/HAND. It'll lead you through and talk about the programs and other programs I didn't have a chance to mention.
That was Marilyn Patterson of Housing and Neighborhood Development. For more information about their services, see bloomington.in.gov/HAND. Remember, financial literacy is all about planning, and resources like HAND, the Monroe County Public Library, and the Financial Stability Alliance for South Central Indiana are all here to help you navigate the waters of big and positive financial decisions like home buying. For now, I'm Jason Evans Groth of the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money program. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.